CPI $12 billion for a company with no product, no customers, no public roadmap, just people, incredibly smart people, sure, but still, $12 billion. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. And honestly, it might be the most jaw-dropping funding story I've covered on this show. A company called Thinking Machines Lab just closed a $2 billion seed round. I want to say that again slowly. $2 billion seed round, those two phrases should not exist in the same sentence, and yet here we are. The valuation, CPI $12 billion before a single product has shipped, before anyone outside the company has seen what they're actually building. The lead investor is Andreessen Horowitz, which, look, they've written some big checks before, but this one is in a different category. NVIDIA is in, Accel is in service. Now, Cisco, AMD, Jane Street, basically a who's who of people with very deep pockets and apparently a very high tolerance for mystery. So who is Thinking Machines Lab? Here's where it gets interesting. The team reportedly includes Mira Murati, who was OpenAI's CTO and briefly its CEO during that absolutely wild board drama in 2023. It includes John Schulman, one of the original architects of the reinforcement learning from human feedback technique that made ChatGPT what it is. Barrett Zulf, Lillian, Wang Andrew, Tolok, Luke Metz, if you're keeping score at home, that's basically an Avengers-level reunion of former OpenAI researchers, and investors are apparently willing to write billion-dollar checks on Vibes and Resumas alone. And honestly, I think that's the real story here, not the money. AI, the signal. What this tells us is that we have fully crossed into a new era of AI financing. This isn't software startup economics anymore, where you raise a seed round to build an MVP and see if anyone wants it. This is infrastructure economics. This is the kind of capital that used to go into building power plants or semiconductor fabs. The investors backing Thinking Machines Lab are essentially betting that training competitive frontier AI models is a capital-intensive race, and that the team with the best researchers and the biggest compute budget wins, full stop. AI. The practical implications of this are kind of wild. Venture capital norms are being rewritten in real time. The distance between seed stage and scale-up has basically collapsed overnight. A company that would have raised $5 million 2 years ago just raised $2 billion. And the talent market, if you are a top AI researcher right now, you don't need a product. You don't need a pitch deck. You just need a reputation and a few equally brilliant friends. And apparently, the money finds you. Now, here's the skeptical read, because I think we owe it to ourselves to have one. AI, there's a version of this story where $12 billion for a company with no disclosed product is not a signal of confidence. It's a signal of fear. Fear of missing out on the next OpenAI. Fear of being the firm that passed on the team that changes everything. Some analysts are already calling this a symptom of extreme enthusiasm rather than product market validation. And I think that's a fair point. We don't know what Thinking Machines Lab is building. We don't know if it works. We just know that the people building it used to work somewhere that worked. That's not enough. AI, but it's also not a product. But here's the thing. While everyone was watching this funding story land like a meteor, something quieter and maybe more revealing was happening in the background. Because Thinking Machines Lab isn't an anomaly. It's a data point in a much larger pattern. Across the board right now, AI-focused companies are attracting capital at a rate that is completely disproportionate to the rest of the startup market. We're not just talking about the famous names, AI. The investment is flowing into the model layer, yes, but also the infrastructure layer, the tooling layer, the agentic application layer. Investors who spent the last decade almost exclusively backing SaaS companies are now repositioning their entire portfolios around AI, and the companies that are winning the most capital aren't necessarily the ones with the best products yet. They're the ones with the most credible shot at training models that can compete with GPT-4 and Claude and Gemini. AI. What that means is that the competitive pressure on the incumbents, on OpenAI, on Anthropic, on Google, DeepMind, is about to get significantly more intense, because now there's a well-funded team of people who literally helped build those systems, and they're coming back with $2 billion. And something to prove, if you're thinking, wait, didn't OpenAI used to be the scrappy upstart disrupting Google? Yeah, they did. And now they're the incumbent being disrupted. The wheel turns fast in this industry, quick hits before we go. AI. Google reportedly updated its AI overviews feature again after some very public embarrassments, which good, that needed to happen. Anthropic is apparently expanding Claude's context window capabilities in ways that are quietly making enterprise customers very happy. And someone on Reddit this week pointed out that we've now reached a moment where the people who built the most powerful AI systems in history are raising more money to build new ones specifically because they left the old ones, which is either the most exciting thing in tech or the most terrifying depending on your disposition. AI. Here's the thread connecting all of this. We are in a moment where the belief that AI is an infrastructure race, not a software race, has gone from a talking point to a financial reality. $2 billion seed rounds don't happen by accident. They happen when enough powerful people agree that the stakes are high enough to justify the bet. Whether Thinking Machines Lab justifies that bet, we'll find out. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.